Thanks for calling Franciscan Health. While you're waiting to be connected, please enjoy a sample of our podcast with Dr. Nina Bubatharaju.
COVID long haulers really didn't really get identified until about May, really in New York, when they started noticing that more patients were having these lingering symptoms. We had that initial peak here in the United States and New York. So that's when they first were identified. And now, obviously, with numbers kind of tapering down, now we're entering the new season of this allergy season. We're really looking at patients who've had a positive diagnosis of COVID-19, and whether that was a severe illness or mild illness doesn't really seem to matter. These are patients who have recovered at home as well. So when we look at other patients who are complaining of maybe fatigue, myalgia, body aches, fevers and chills, and we've ruled out everything else like the flu, like allergies, and we feel like these are not related to that, we can treat them as COVID long haulers.
That's physiatrist Dr. Nina Bubatharaju. To hear the entire episode, go to franciscanhealth.org/community/podcasts. And now here's another sample of the Franciscan Health Doc Pod with Dr. Sachin Mehta.
A concussion is, by definition, a mild traumatic brain injury. So if you break that down, there has to be some type of trauma involved. So either the head has to have hit something, or the brain inside the skull has to have hit something. So if our head moves really quickly in one direction and then all of a sudden changes directions, for example, like in a car accident, even without hitting something or falling, even if your head didn't hit something, that can also cause some trauma to the brain.
Dr. Mehta is the medical director of the Franciscan Health Post-Concussion Rehabilitation Program in Central Indiana. For more information on this topic, go to franciscanhealth.org. Thanks again for calling Franciscan Health. Since you're still waiting to be connected, please enjoy this sample of our podcast with Dr. Catherine Reese.
Platelet-rich plasma comes from your own blood. So basically what we do in the office to get platelet-rich plasma is we draw the patient's blood, take it out, spin it down in a centrifuge, and then take out the part that is really rich in platelets. It's a concentrated platelet product. And that is rich in growth factors, proteins, cytokines, and other molecules, which are really important in tissue healing.
Dr. Reese is a primary care sports medicine physician with Franciscan Health Sports Medicine. To hear the entire episode, go to franciscanhealth.org/community/podcasts. The Franciscan Health Doc Pod is our podcast featuring healthcare heroes and experts from Franciscan Health. And here's a sample of our podcast with Dr. Yogesh Jethava.
There are types of hematological disorders or blood cancers, which basically need stem cell transplant. So the type of cancers which get cured with stem cell transplantation are something called leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. Myeloma doesn't get cured, but you can achieve longer duration of disease control with stem cell transplantation.
Dr. Jethava is a bone marrow transplant and cellular therapy specialist at Indiana Bone and Marrow Transplantation in Indianapolis. For more information on this topic, go to franciscanhealth.org.